Hello, hello. We're back. 4 minutes late. My sincere apologies. That is not intentional. So, free singles. How you doing, free singles? Welcome to the show. This is The Cave 2.0. And for those of you who haven't joined us before, this live cast is inspired by Art Bell and his Coast to Coast late night show, where he would discuss everything under the moon that interested him. And he would talk about Chupacabra, he would talk about the space program, he would talk about Loch Ness, you name it, whatever tickled his fancy, he was going to be talking about it. And he often had some very interesting folks on that he interviewed. For instance, Bigelow Industries, he interviewed him back in 1999, back when his inflatable space habitat idea and business were sort of the butt of jokes. So he had some really good stories. He had some exclusives, but I really enjoyed it. It was entertaining to listen to him. It's his tenor and tone and level of his engagement was very satisfying at night. At the time, I was driving over the road, long haul, cross country. I'd gotten my bachelor's degree and couldn't find a job to save my life because I didn't want to be a teacher. So I thought going out on the road would be a great way to pay off my student loans. And driving night ended up being one of the things that I was doing most often. And Art Bell was my companion during those long road drives late at night. So, of course, anybody's welcome to call in if they'd like. And so what I've been doing is I've been working on a project, an animation project, for lack of a better descriptor. I'm putting it down as DIY animation. So do-it-yourself animation. Glad to hear you're doing well, free singles. And do-it-yourself animation, well, I mean, it's exactly that. I mean, I'm 46 years old. I'm a Marine veteran from West Texas. And I've had a very varied and diverse background in life. I've spent time living in six different states. Haven't gone overseas. I've been to 44 of the 50 states. So it's easier to list what states I haven't been to. I've had a lot of different job types. All of it can go under the heading of operations and logistics management. And here I am after a layoff, struggling to find my niche and what I wanted to do with the second half of my life. And last May, I guess I was washing under my left armpit and this talent I didn't know I had fell out. I guess it got dislodged at Oil Pastels. And the only way I can describe it is if you woke up tomorrow morning, hey, Joseph, how you doing? Joseph Jackson. Welcome to the show. It'd be like if you woke up and you could speak fluent French and German just out of the blue. What would you do with that if just out of the blue you discovered you had a talent to do something proficiently that you didn't know you had? And that's what happened. I found I was really good at oil pastels, had a natural eye for it. I can do a portrait of a person probably in an hour and a half. And then if they want it really detailed, you know, it'd take a couple more hours. I got my first art commission this last Sunday. It's a 30 by 40 painting, 30 by 40 inch. So he had taken several pictures of himself and his wife, and they like 20s and 30s era dress and music, big band era. So they took all these different pictures, and I cut them up in Adobe's Photoshop mix, put them together, and showed it to him to where he was happy. And then he went ahead and commissioned me. So he went ahead and fronted the money to buy the supplies. I got the supplies all in. And yeah, I'm excited about that because once he puts that up, he's well known in the community. And people are often over at his house and he wants to have it in the living room. They'll see the painting and they'll go, who did that? That would be me. So getting noticed at 46, nearly 47 in a couple of months, in an industry that's dominated in the San Francisco Bay Area by the very young millennials. And I think at the back end of the millennials, there's a new generation coming up behind them. I don't know what to call themselves, the Z generation, whatever. Dominated by young kids who just got out of college, gotten 5-6 years worth of schooling and are just ready to take over the world. And if you want to see some of the work of those amazing individuals who are in the industry right now, you can go to Behance, Behance, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's Adobe's Behance.com. That's Behance. And just take a look at some of the work they got there, from animations to cutout animation to stop motion to photography. You name it. They've got a very diverse and wide portfolio of up-and-coming artists. So I've been trying to get my name out there, going from no web design and kind of I had just closed my Facebook account last summer before this last. I was ready to get off of that and just kind of do my thing. And circumstances dictated that I needed to get back on because the veterans organization I had joined, I was the youngest one at 46. So, of course, I must know how to do all the computer stuff, right? The Vietnam vets, they had to explain to them what debit cards were, what PayPal was. My goodness. So that's what I did. Got them a website and done some nonprofit veteran organization work. Basically leveling up my skills. And I ran into an animator about 5 weeks ago. And a matter of fact, his name is Kevin Coffey. You can look him up. It's Kevin with a K and Coffey with a C and two S. He's an animator who came up with the animation, the California Raisins one. If any of y'all are old enough to remember, I heard it through the grapevine. He did that. That's his animation. He also was one of the animators for the Smurfs, the original. He's worked with Lucasfilm and Steven Spielberg. He's done a lot of cartoon commercials and whatnot. So I asked him, you're successful. What do I need to do at my age to get noticed in this industry? Didn't even miss a beat. He said, make a cartoon. So if you've never done a cartoon, there's nobody listening. If you've never done a cartoon, what do you do? How do you do a cartoon DIY? That's a good question, huh? How to do one DIY. Well, there's many ways. And the first thing I would recommend is just jumping out there and starting to look at different programs. Probably the best thing to do is avoid the apps. The Android apps and whatnot, those are clunky. They're difficult to handle. I mean, in a pinch, if you really can get obsessed about something, you could get Flip-It-Clip or you could get iAnimate. What other Android programs are there? Let's look them up together. I was working on Flip-A-Clip. I did 541 individually hand-drawn panels before I realized if I continued to do my animation project in that format, I was going to start hating myself for doing it. So I had to find something different. So, depending on what kind of a machine you've got, I don't recommend trying to do any kind of animation, really, or very little drawing. If you want to get semi-serious about it, on your smartphone. Not recommended. Screen's too small. It's gonna wear you down and burn you out fast, right? So you can look around if you like. There's a lot of different Android animation programs. Some of the top ones, obviously, are Flip-A-Clip, which is cartoon animation. If you have a tablet, if you have your iPad, or if you have something like Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 or Tab 4, maybe even the Galaxy Note, right? It could probably be big enough because you get that little pen you use. There's Animation Desk from KDAN Mobile Software. There's PixArt Animator. Some of the others are really frustrating. I.e. Animate Free, Animaker, Rough Animator, Stickman. They have some things, some of the animation programs, basically they already have the character and you just kind of like put the face on and decide the clothes and the hair color and tell it which way to go. Essentially, they're doing all the animation. You're just choose your own cartoon adventure is what it is. So that's the rundown on those. Now, if you do have a tablet, if you have an iPad, some of the programs that are good to work with, for drawing at least doing some of the character development, Adobe Illustrator Draw, which is available on tablets and mobile apps. And there's Adobe Photoshop Sketch. Those are both free downloads. Autodesk Sketchbook is a free download, and that's a powerful program that's available for free to download. I can't say enough good things about it. I like Autodesk. It really got me into even thinking any of this was feasible. So one of the things I do, hey Jagbird, hey Masid, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. Welcome to the show. Again, the show is Cave 2.0. My name's Adrian Blumberg. Everybody calls me Yobi, short for Yobi Bear. Transitioning from operations and logistics management, and mine was in chemical distribution where I ran the whole facility. I had warehouse managers. I had drivers. I had dispatchers and customer service personnel and salespeople all under me. I was Mr. Fix-It Man. They would drop me into troubled operational facilities where their operations weren't running so smooth or they had duplication of effort and everybody was frustrated and basically wanted to throw rocks at each other. They would drop me in as dispatcher or whatnot, whatever position was best, and I would evaluate, come up with recommendations, and then we would try and get everything back together. So went from that, got laid off, and decided what do I need to do with my life going forward. This was supposed to be my backup plan. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be a radio DJ. I wanted to do stand-up comedy. Well, that's what I'm doing now. I've been doing stand-up comedy now for about 6 weeks. Boy, howdy, let me tell you, that is an experience. Very humbling. And I've been working on this animation about 6 weeks, about the same amount of time. So this animation, if you have a laptop, if you have a desktop, the best thing to do, if you've got all the bells and whistles, if you have a gaming laptop or gaming desktop, you are good. You should be able to handle any animation program your little heart is interested in trying. There's no reason why you got to go through 4 and 6 years of schooling to get the skills that are needed. There's a lot of programs out there. One's called The Rookies out of Colorado, which is encouraging people who want to go into the creative field. They give you a free profile. They give you mentorship and community discussion to help get you pointed in the right direction and showcase your talent and get to the right people. So they're trying to help network. So this is where I'm at. Last time we had a show, about a week ago, I had my characters, my main characters that were ready for upload into the system. I had drawn them in Adobe Illustrator Draw, They were vector drawings. So I had taken my bitmap, and bitmap, for those of you who don't know, are the drawings that you can do on your electronic device with those paint and draw programs that when you zoom in, it starts pixelating out and loses definition, right? That's what bitmap is. Vectors, you can zoom in infinitely. And those infinite characters, I needed to get them uploaded into the program, which we were using Toon Boom's Harmony 17. And essentially what's changed about animation today is it's gone from hand-drawn page-by-page animation to you basically cut your character up into pieces. You draw them into pieces and rig them up onto a digital puppeting mechanism, and then you use the puppeteer handles to move your animation around. So it's like a cutout. You're making a little cutout digitally, and then you're manipulating the parts individually without having to draw each frame. It's supposed to speed up the process. So, well, it looks like, hey, par number. Looks like we have no listeners online. That's how exciting I am. Well, does anybody, if anybody has missed out on what the Cave 2.0 is about, the Cave 2.0 is based on one of my favorite stories. It's an allegory. It's a story that's supposed to reveal or have or teach a deeper meaning, an allegory. Well, Plato, who lived about 2,500 years ago, I believe it was 417 at that time. He was a student of Socrates. And if you've watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, dude, Socrates. Socrates. And he traveled around with Bill and Ted on their excellent adventure. Dude, totally. And Socrates and Plato's brother Glaucus are having a conversation. They're talking about knowledge. Now, see how Socrates taught was he would ask questions. What's that mean? What's a question? The Socratic method is like this. Let's say you were at an event. You were at a banging EDM concert, right? And you wanted to know how this works. I mean, you're listening to music. You see all the people and you get it. It excites you. You think to yourself, self, I could do this. I could run one of these things. I'm going to go find out who set this up and ask him how he did it. So you do your homework, or maybe you walk around and ask where the head cheese is, and you go find them. And when you find them, you go, how did you set this event up? How did you make this happen? How do I get to where you're at? And then he looked at you or she and said, how do you think I got here? How do you think I got into this position? What do you think you would have to know to be able to pull this off? So the Socratic method is questions, not making statements, but through questions, bringing your students into an understanding of whatever principle you're trying to get across. So that's the Socratic method. And what Socrates and Glaucus were talking about, what they were talking about was when people fail to expand their knowledge and educate themselves, they're like prisoners in a cave of ignorance, chained to a boulder and chained in such a way they can only see one wall and nothing else. All they see is this wall, and they can't see that there's a fire behind their boulder and people and objects moving in front of the fire, casting shadows on the wall that they can't see. That's all they see. They hear noises, they see shadows, and they come to believe that those shadows are the reality. That's what's true. Well, one of the prisoners escapes, gets out of the cave, and sees the sun. His world is rocked because, if you're out in the sun, you're going to figure out that light, if you get in between a light source and whatever's behind it, it's going to cast a shadow. So has his revelation. I'm going to go rescue my buddies, my fellow prisoners. So he goes back to the cave. Hey, y'all, you know those shadows that we've been watching all our lives? You know, you had all this reality about it? Well, those are just shadows. He tries to explain it to them. And they say he's lost his mind. He's crazy. Somebody kill him before he infects everyone. You try to attack him. He can't rescue him. And that says many things. I've always loved it because it's just a demonstration that perhaps the way you see things, how you experience things, what you're seeing and what you think is reality may not be the case. So it's important to ask questions and educate yourself. That way, you're not fooled into thinking shadows is reality. So I was doing this painting called The Cave 2.0, and when Kevin Coffey, the animator I mentioned earlier, said, do a cartoon, well, I already had characters for this one. I had 9 characters. So now I've got 9 prisoners. It's The Cave 2.0, Plato's allegory, updated for a modern world. And then we have 9 prisoners. I can tell you the ones that are coming up in the next episode. Hannah Jensen, how you doing? Welcome. Oh, come to think of it, I need to make sure I have the call-in available so people can call in. I need to notify my fan base. If you want to call in and talk, feel free to call. The group call is enabled. I just ask you to remember that this is a Socratic method format, so we ask questions and not make statements. Let's not talk about let's not take stances on politics or religion. As a question, we'll keep it up as a question. If you turn into an entertaining call-in or co-host, then you just might find yourself becoming a co-anchor for the duration of the show. Might even get called back. Certainly, I enjoy good interactions, and our listeners enjoy good interactions as well. Now, if you want to learn any more offline, you can go to yobiworks.art. I have graphics up there, and I might be able to share some pictures here with y'all. Can I? I can't see where I can. Let me try. See if I could share anything. Paste. Yeah, well, there's a Gilded Age. Okay, that worked. Let's see if this works. Another part of this dimension is called the AI, or Artificial Intelligence Simulated Life Theorem. I'm a fan of physics, and this theorem is my challenge to the second law of thermodynamics, which says that everything seeks balance. If you burn a log, it's going to turn into ash, and you can't grab the ash and make it become a log again. And that's the second law of thermodynamics. Hannah Jensen is joining. All right. Now, I realize I don't have, like, music going or a hopping beat. So if anybody wants to call in and provide a backbeat, we can lay down some rhythms, lay down the story down to some rhythms. That might be entertaining. Just remember, this is a participant channel, and if you don't want to participate, there's other channels. Move on along. But as much as possible, I encourage participation. Participation shouldn't be just calling in, and the moment I say, hello, who's calling, where are you calling from, and it become a primal shriek until I hang up on you, that's not participation. That is annoying. Nobody likes somebody who's being that annoying. But if you want to be a star, hey, Yasmin, Tarayan. How do you pronounce that, Yasmin? Hi. Let's see. Oh, you must be new to the platform. So you got four fans, following two, CastBox member. Hey, I like to know who's listening. So, just me and you, that's it, Yasmin. You ever want to be on the radio? Are you a good talker? Are you a good listener? Call in. Let's talk about this. Cave 2.0. So, the Cave 2.0, I've got an animation program, and I've got my characters developed, and I've been struggling to get the characters and animations on the rigging digitally so I can animate them and have a badass cartoon for everybody to listen to. Both of them. Nikara Palmer Simmons. Just me and you. Both of them. Who's Nikara Palmer Simmons? Welcome to the show, Nikara. Just both of them. Oh, okay. Trisha Riley is joining. Hey, Trisha. You love animation. What's your favorite animation, Yasmin? I mean, my favorite animations right now, Naruto, an old school anime guy. Probably the best story arc that's ever existed in all of anime history. Then I've got SpongeBob. Yes, SpongeBob is hilarious. I've got Steven Universe. I like that storyline. It's pretty good. Nice animations. Adventure Time is probably one of those cartoons that will only come along once in a lifetime. Until the Cave 2.0 is launched. But now, Adventure Time, it has a very unique and specific niche. You can watch Adventure Time, and if you're an adult, you're going to like it. If you're a kid, you're going to like it. Steven Universe is your jam, Nikara? Yeah. Did you see the movie that just came out on Cartoon Network? You can download it, I believe, or own it for $14 now. Of course, you've seen every Steven Universe. It's pretty good. And Yasmin, yes, that's good that you want to learn how you could make an animation, because that's what I'm here talking about. I'm getting more into the nuts and bolts of it here, and I did a little bit in the last episode. Friday is usually here with us. He's pretty interesting. Sure did. I did both. See, because Australia. I don't understand it. Because Australia, but right, throw another shrimp on the Bobby. Let's do that. I liked Ren and Stimpy. Apologies, I need to adjust the volume. Ren and Stimpy.
Stimpy, you sick little monkey. You fat, bloated idiot. It is I who have the toothbrush.
You know, you have a... It's log, it's log, it's fun for a girl and a boy. That was the craziest, goofiest cartoon ever. And then Stimpy had his goblin nose garden, which was boogers under the table. Ugh. Hey, Venom Zarinpour, welcome to the show. You wanted to sign in Ver's school. If there's training that you want to do, point about DIY animation is you don't have to go to school. Just like computer programming or web design, it may be a slow way to go about it, but you can certainly click on that help menu and start reading and watching videos. You could teach yourself web design, UX, because let's face it, everyone has that college degree, but when the rubber meets the road, what matters is if you can do the job. I knew a guy who didn't make it past ninth grade and made more money than me. Now, that sounded crazy at the time, but he knew what he was doing. If you can do it, that's all you need. The paper, just somebody's on the hook if you are unable to do it and they gave you a degree. That's all that is, liability. Even in college, you can go audit classes. You could audit an entire PhD if you wanted. You wouldn't have the piece of paper, but if you could do the job, who would care? So that's what DIY animation is about, the Cave 2.0. So the premise of the cave is that in every human age, there is a crux. And what's a crux? A crux is a question. It's a question that needs resolution. So in every human age, there's been a crux of that age. And there were several answers that humanity as a whole could demonstrate an answer to this crux. And if it wasn't, if it was one of the few bad ones, then a cave would appear. Who knows where, all over the world. Cave would appear, and if somebody went in that cave, they're nabbed. As a representative of that age, as a prisoner in a timeless cave. And who we meet in the first episode is Meh. Meh, M-E-H. He's a hunter-gatherer from about 12,800 years ago. And Meh, I don't want to give too much about Meh up. He's an important and central figure to the story. So we see the opening scene is him. And if you go to yobiworks.art, that's YOBIWORKS.ART, there's a cartoon sneak peek. The storyboard is a few posts down. We've posted it in the middle of last week. And you can take a look at part of the storyboard where Meh is brought into the cave by two adults. He's chained to a boulder. And then we zoom in on him and go through into his mind and his thoughts, so to speak. And then we see another cave in a desert outside of Klein's Corners, New Mexico. And somebody's spray painting their name, tagging the inside of the cave. That's Red, or Carlito Red Ramirez, between the ages 12 and 14. And yeah, he's a little different. Carlito is a little different. He's based actually on a neighbor's kid who showed up with asked me what I was doing when I was doing my art. And I made him a character, and it was Red. It had red hair based on his bright red hair. Poor 9-year-old had bright red hair. Yasmin, you're back. Or you're gone. Call in if you like. Let's talk about this. Whoa, somebody's in some... you're either the Queen of Hearts, or if I zoom in, Nikara, on your photograph, I swear to God, that isn't a giant vagina, is it, Adrian? What's up, man? It just, from a distance, that's what it looks like. What is the subject? The subject is talking about do-it-yourself animation. My first episode that's coming out on the Cave 2.0, which is called Enter Red. Where we meet three characters and a dog. And those characters are Meh, Red, or Carlito Red Ramirez from Klein's Corners, New Mexico. We meet Lucinda Paz y Mendoza from Argentina. She was caught or imprisoned in a cave in 1993. In Argentina, her parents were hippies, and she had just had a Me Too moment, actually. And she was walking the dog. She was walking Kiko, who is Designate Zero. She's Prisoner 8. The dog is Designate Zero and has freedom of movement. So when we see Red, he's sitting in the cave. He's tagging the cave entrance. And he hears a noise. He sits up. Cocks his head, listening, and he hears another noise, and he puts his spray can down, and he stands up, reaches in his pocket, and pulls out his cell phone, turns on the cell phone flashlight, and he comes towards the camera, comes towards us, right by us, deeper into the cave. So he explores a little bit of the cave, and he notices something different, unusual. Looks like a leg. A leg goes up, and he sees a lady, a woman, who's chained. And there's a dog who sits up and looks at him. He runs over. Miss, lady, you all right? You all right? Tries to wake her up, and she wakes up, and her eyes shoot open. And looks at him, and she sits up, surprised, and rubs her eyes and starts pushing him. And telling him to get out, he's got to go. And he doesn't understand. He's completely confused. And then he starts getting sleepy. His eyes start drooping. And she gets panicked trying to get him to turn around and get out the cave. But he falls on his face out. Zonk. When he comes to, he's chained. And then we back up, do a high end view, and we see a whole bunch of other people chained around a gigantic boulder in this cave. And they all have interesting looks. And then it goes out the cave entrance. And that's part of the first episode. Antisocial chick is joining. Ah, the last thing we want is an antisocial chick. Well, I guess you're not being antisocial if you're here, huh? Hi, antisocial. So, where was I? Oh, yes. So, we need to talk about where I'm at. So, I'm trying to get familiar with Toon Boom's Harmony 17 Essentials, which you can get at a monthly subscription. For those of you on a budget, like me, that may not be the best option available. I'm not sure that I can afford it, but I'm going to see if I can get as much animation done as possible. You could also use Adobe's Animate. It has a 7-day trial you can use, but you need to check the system requirements and make sure that your computer, you're a living paradox. Antisocial. That's funny. How are you a living paradox, antisocial chick? And let me guess, I'm probably the oldest one on here, huh? Yeah? Let's see. Here's what. Oh, I'm losing everybody there, Jasmine. Everybody's gone. Whoa. Did you just get on, like, for the first time on this? There's a part of me that says this live casting may be for the birds. But I don't know. If you want to see some of my other podcasts, I uploaded just about everything that I've still got available on backup servers onto CastBox, so you can listen to some of the previous interviews and episodes that I've done in the past, interviewing a female Marine who just graduated with a degree in art therapy as a single mother of three. Go girl. She was in the Marines. That's amazing. She believes in doing art. Oh, that's what I was talking about, my software for making animation. So I do storyboarding with my Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 or Tablet 4 and Flip-A-Clip. I use that to do basic storyboarding and also to give you practice on drawing and doing onion skins and whatnot. The onion skin is layered, so you could see the drawing you did before, the drawing you're working on, and the drawing that's coming up ahead all at once. Then, after you've got your storyboard worked out, you develop your characters, each character, and you want to get a front view, a back view, side view of your character. And then you can either pre-cut your character into several different... Can you write it? Oh. What do you mean? Can I write what? The software? Well, you just may come up with a story, because once you got Flip-A-Clip, you can do anything you want. It could be a ball that goes crazy and starts absorbing everybody until it consumes the world. It could be a toenail that has a lonely existence trying its entire toenail life to get you didn't notice that it is sentient, also has an opinion about your life. Anything you want. Sky's the limit. That's the beauty of cartoons. And if you're good and it's entertaining and grab somebody, who doesn't want to watch a good cartoon? The only cartoons most people won't watch is if they're just crap. And look, people watch, what is it, Teen Hunger Force 3000? That was a crap cartoon. It's got millions of people fan base long. Family Guy. I don't think Family Guy is all that. People are gaga for Family Guy. What else? BoJack Horseman. Not interested in BoJack. Didn't have my interest really at all. And people all over dropping all over themselves to get it. I wish I didn't like Rick and Morty, but Yeah. The Rick and Morty is my cartoon kink. I can't not seem to watch it. And I never would have let my kids see it until they were old enough, but somehow they've already seen it. So once you work out the storyboard, and then you do your character development along the way, you can do 21-day free trials of Harmony 17 Premium. And what I would advise you, if you decide to do that and your system works with it, whatever you do, don't get used to using all the premium features, because if you can't afford it, if you can't afford the $2,000 license purchase or the several thousand dollars a year for the premium subscription, you're only going to have 7 layers, which, let me tell you, if you don't understand layers, that's not that many things to work with to make your animation. Let's see. What else? So a plumbus is a penis, right? Jeremy? No, I think Jeremy is a penis right now. That's what makes sense to me right now. So you're friendly, funny, and husky. Ricky and Morty. Okay. Confused. Okay. So you got to provide context, Jeremy. This isn't psychic podcasting. I can't determine where you're coming from unless you tell me. So Rick and Morty, actually Rick and Morty is made with Toon Boom's Harmony 17. It's pretty neat setup. Basically, you get your character, dice it up into little 3D pieces. And when I say that, what I mean is, let's say you have your character, right, with arms and legs outstretched. You get a layer. One of the layers has your character's head. And if your character has a little bit of hair that's going to move independently, you make a layer for the hair. Bye, Yasmin. Oh, am I a fan? Yeah, I'm a fan of Rick and Morty. Jeremy's gone. Oh, you want to be Bud Nuggets? Okay, all right. All right. Well, that's 42 minutes wasted. Introduce some cartoons. Well, I guess that's that. Let's see if anybody else wants to get on that.